What's going on, everybody? It's Steven here, and welcome back to the Randomness Podcast, Episode 6. Sorry for the long wait in between. Just been a lot of stuff, honestly. Mental stuff and just some other stuff in general. But I'm back. I will definitely try to come out with more episodes more often. I am recording this on my phone, so it will definitely sound different. And I feel like this episode, I want to talk about definitely a bunch of gaming things, but definitely some stuff that will definitely, possibly piss off some people. Because I watched a video tonight on YouTube about Halo CE, the mod SPV3. And just, I got thinking about how gunplay in games do better in other games than others. Like, I truly think the gunplay in Halo Combat Evolved is better than a lot of games that release today. Because every gun in the sandbox has its own distinctive role. But example, like a game like, say, Call of Duty Cold War. I understand they're compared a lot because they're both FPS shooters and they're both very big. But I honestly feel like that there is more weapon variety within a, like, the sandbox of the weapons in CE is better than, say, a game like Cold War. I get that in Cold War, not every weapon is supposed to be distinctly everything is different, but in, like, in Combat Evolved, the AR is meant for suppression. Can also lower shields. The plasma pistol lowers shields and everything. The plasma rifle, I know it works different in the multiplayer, but, like, I think in campaign, it slows people down. It rips through shields. It does all that stuff. Of course, the Magnum is, of course, the precision firing. It is the precision damage dealing weapon. The rocket launcher is potent. The vehicles are, they all have their own distinctive roles and everything. And for a near, soon to be this year, 20-year-old game, a lot of the stuff holds up beautifully. But an example, like a game where, like, say, like a Call of Duty, a lot of the weapons do feel the same. Because a lot of them are, stats-wise, the same. It's just an aesthetic difference with the weapon. Because with Call of Duty, they want more weapons, more of this and that, than actually defining a set amount of weapons to where they where each one feels important. Truthfully, I think Call of Duty Cold War really isn't, or Black Ops Cold War really isn't that amazing. Even I think the zombies is, like, yeah, it's fun, but I think there's only so much of two maps you can play when realistically, apparently Firebase Z was complete before the game even came out. So it was just confusing why it never launched with the game. But I think Cold War is kind of boring, but that's just me. And I don't think the weapons are always the greatest, and the weapon balancing is kind of dog shit as well sometimes. Like, I reinstalled Black Ops 3 purely to play zombies. But I've been playing a lot of Gears 5, more for the multiplayer. My friend reinstalled it, so I might restream the campaign. Me and him are also going to play through Gears 1. I want to play through all the Gears. We have played through Judgment. Like, we just got done playing through Judgment. We're going to play through Gears 1. Of course, Gears 2. 3. I'll even do 4 again. To me, 4 wasn't that great. It was alright, the campaign. think five definitely is, it was a fun, it was a good setup game. It definitely set up stuff, but five definitely is where I think within the newer Gear story got a lot better. I even played that little Hive Buster campaign, the Hive Busters campaign. It was all right for what it is. Did exactly what it was meant to do. It was supposed to promote the whole escape game mode and everything, which I think has a lot of potential. I don't think a lot of people play it, but I feel like they should. It's a well-made game mode. I think it's very well done with all of the stuff in it. Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Gears. Like, it's pretty much been one of the few things that I've only played. And I've actually gotten back into Destiny 2. Still like the game. even though I don't buy the season passes or anything, they're still in the game. There's always stuff to do. There's always things to do. Paladins I got back into a little. But like I'm definitely into Gears at the moment, playing through all of them. Fuck. When is it? I know in what is it? May? The legendary, like the Mass Effect Legendary Edition is what they're calling it, or whatever, is the like the remasters of Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3. I will be getting, and I will be streaming. I will be playing through, I will be doing everything in those. By that point, I actually might have a new computer and everything. So I actually might be able to do and upload it to YouTube. So if you all, by then I will upload it to YouTube. Each episode I would probably, if I was gonna do it on YouTube, would probably be around maybe 45 minutes to an hour, and maybe do like the special thing where it's like if I know I'm at the end of the game, do like a special like 2 hour episode, and I or stream it one or the other. But yeah, I'm not expecting this episode to be very long. It might be longer if I find something that I really want to rant on. Oh, also, one thing, I was just on Instagram like maybe 10 minutes before I started recording this. Attack of the Clones this year is 20 fucking years old. So yeah. And that I also was thinking I also thought in like 3 years or so, Halo 2 Anniversary is 10 years old and Halo 2 is 20. I grew up playing Halo 2. It was the first game I ever played. It's why it's my favorite game of all time. And I love it. Is it a perfect game? No. It honestly might be the hardest Halo. On Legendary and Lasso. Might truly be the most difficult Halo game. Because of the Jackal snipers, because they can go fuck themselves. And there's a lot of the Fledge stuff and the brutes, and even like the late game brutes are fucking pain in the ass. But yeah, I've also been playing a little more Minecraft. It doesn't matter if you're fucking 5 years old or fucking 60. I think Minecraft just might be literally one of the most fun games of all time. Most funnest games of all time. But I'm getting tired, guys. But I was thinking I should come out with an episode. It's been Jesus, almost a month, I think. Like we're closing in on almost a month, and that's completely my fault. I've just not been mentally, say 100% there. Even now, I'm really not. I just have a lot going on in my head and just a lot going on. So yeah, and but I will definitely tell you, Destiny and Gears of War and stuff have definitely been helping them mentally, blowing up people and shooting them with fucking shotguns. And Gears have definitely been fun playing through the campaigns again. God. Sorry, I had an itch. And as you can always tell, super professional. This is the most professional show you are ever going to get. Psych, it's far from it. You're not gonna get anything fucking professional out of this. Well, to an extent. Why are they kidding when I said I was tired? But of course I won't probably fall asleep though. But like, I don't know what to play tonight when I get done recording this. Because, like, no one's online. Or if they are, they're not wanting to, like, talk. Or they're, like, about to get off. So I don't know what the fuck to play, honestly. It's just kind of, I'm at that point of the night where, like, there's not much. I might play some Gears 5. Might play some Halo, it's been a minute. Could play some NBA 2K. I don't know what to play. Maybe go to bed. Go color, go draw, or something. I have fucking no idea. At this point, I'm just rambling. I was not expecting this episode to be super long, by the way. But, like, also, when Halo Infinite comes out, I will be playing the ever-loving shit out of Halo Infinite. And honestly, I might get it on PC. Truthfully, it might be a game I can get on PC. Or I don't know. But I definitely will. I definitely know that when I get a new PC and everything, expect Mountain Blade stuff. If it's Warband, modded Warband, Bannerlord, expect something. Just expect a lot of it. And expect a lot of other games that I've been wanting to play, but my computer sucks ass and can't run. Like, if I really wanted to stream Warband, I could play it on Xbox. It's not the same. Playing with mods, kind of low-key ruins base game. Just saying. It really does. Right. But yeah, guys, I'm gonna keep this episode short. I will probably do one tomorrow or the night or the day after. But I hope you guys have a good rest of your night or morning or whatever when you're listening to this. And if you're probably hearing that, that is me getting some sort of Snapchat notification. So yeah. But yeah, I hope you all have a good night, day, sleep well, whatever time you're watching the watching. Fuck, we're not there yet. Listening to this or whenever. Hope you all have a great rest of your day, night, like I said. Enjoy your meal, coffee, whenever you're listening to this. And if you're on your way to work, whatever. Have a good rest of whatever time of the fucking day it is. But yeah. Peace.